and State Tigers, regular season and tournament champions of the Southwestern Athletic Conference. And it is the second straight year they've won the regular season in the SWAC. This year they were able to win the automatic bid. It is the first appearance in the NCAA tournament for Grambling State, and we are really excited to have Jordan Smith and Tremichael Moten. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Before we open up questions, Jordan, we'll start with you. Just the excitement that has been the week and being here in a historic moment for Grambling State.
It's a really exciting moment, you know. We already been on the road for 2 weeks before this, so we kind of getting used to it. But, you know, at the same time, it's still first time in program history, so it's been a lot of emotions going on this road trip lately.
And Tremichael, your excitement?
It's going to be a great experience for us. We're looking forward to everything, and we're going to be in the moment.
Questions for our student athletes? Let's go to the first row, or excuse me, the second row on the end.
Chronicle. Sorry about that. Parker Cotton from the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. Just curious about what kind of emotions, you know, your team has had in the last couple days, you know, making it to the NCAA tournament for the first time, and how you've processed all of those coming into this week.
Tremichael?
It's been very exciting. We are very happy to get a chance to come out and show our talents on March Madness. So, it's going to be wonderful.
Jordan?
It's been really exciting, you know, with the championship being a couple of days ago. But at the same time, we know we still have business to do. So it was a lot of happiness, but it's still more work to do.
Follow-up question?
Also curious about what the preparation for Montana State has looked like since Sunday. You know, what has stuck out about them on film that you guys know that your team is going to have to be mindful of?
Jordan?
They score the ball a whole lot, so you know they have a whole lot of shooters. So we've been focusing on closing out more farther than normal. You know, stun to the guy. If that's not your man, stun to the guy. You might have to just take him instead of just stun. So it's just they have shooters, so we have to get out of there quicker than normal.
Second row on the end.
Austin Parr with SWX Montana. Just curious, you guys played a handful of teams that are already in the tournament. How do you think that experience will help you, you know, as you guys experience your first ever tournament experience?
Jordan?
I feel like it helped a whole lot. You know, Coach said that coming into it. Like, he made our schedule specifically for us to come into this tournament. You know, he also said he put Dayton on our schedule ahead of the season, because he knew once we get to the tournament, we'll be here. So it was just setting everything up so we can get used to it before it happens.
Tremichael?
Just like you said, I know you prepared us for moments just like this, so we know we got to come in and be very prepared.
And second row again.
For those of us who are unfamiliar, are you able to take us through what kind of team identity you guys like to have or believe that you have? And maybe as a second part to that, what kind of identity does, you know, Coach Jackson have? What does he like to play for?
Tremichael?
Defense, really. Come out, be aggressive, play defense. The defense is going to always beat us. The offense is not going to always be with us, but defense is going to turn into offense.
Jordan?
Just like you said, just a whole lot of defense, a whole lot of energy. You know, Coach always says, the basketball starts on defense. You know, you can get turnovers, get stops, that creates your offense. So, like you said, basketball wins games. I mean, defense wins games.
Jordan, you mentioned the experience in playing against Dayton. I know you were out from that game, but just the atmosphere, and you feel like that will be an advantage looking ahead towards tomorrow night?
Yes, sir, definitely, because, you know, coming into games like that, you already know what to expect. You know, I didn't play, but at the same time, I understood how I felt, and it looked like almost a sold out crowd. And we had a couple games like that, so you know, if once you play in some games like that, fourth, fifth game, you're already used to it.
Jermichael, you did get to playing that game. Talk about that experience and then how you feel you might be able to benefit from it and looking ahead towards the first four.
It was a great experience. It prepared us for we come out, we won't be so rowdy, and we can be calm and just play basketball.
Let's jump on Zoom. Coulter, your question for our student athletes.
Hi, guys. Hey, Coulter Duanas from ESPN Montana, as well as Skyline Sports. Thanks for doing this. Just the fact that you guys get to play on national TV, everybody in this tournament gets to play on national TV, but you guys get to play this singular game where everybody's going to be watching. What do you think of that opportunity, both for yourselves, your team, but also for your university as well?
Jermichael?
It's going to be great. You know, this is something we've been looking forward to. And it's exciting to be in, so I know it's going to be a great experience.
Jordan?
I think it's a great experience, you know, but at the same time, Coach has been preaching us the whole season that we were going to get here, so it was just preparation, and now we're here, so we just had to take advantage of the situation.
Second row.
If I remember correctly, looking at your guys' schedule, it looks like you've won 9 of your last 10 games coming into this week. I imagine that speaks to some amount of confidence or things going really well. What do you think has gone, you know, to plan over this last stretch that maybe brings you guys a little bit of momentum coming in?
Jordan?
I think it's just everybody started to click at the right time. You know, I think everybody bought in at one time. And, like, you could sort of feel the difference, you know, on defense. Like, everybody, it wasn't as many missed assignments or, like, misplays, the accidental plays and things like that, you know, and the energy just picked up on defense. So and once we had those situations, we started making more shots and we started playing with even more energy.
Jermichael?
Yeah, everybody's on one accord, and I think everybody just really want to win, and we gelled together real good.
For those that are asking questions, we just ask that you please state your name and your media affiliation before every question in regards to us typing things up and having that information up at the press area and also online. Jump back out online. Coulter, another question for our student athletes.
Yeah, hey guys, Coulter Nuanez, ESPN MT and Skyline Sports. You played such a tough non-conference schedule. I mean, I think looking at the bracket, you played like 4 or 5 teams that are in this tournament. So how much do you think that prepared you for both your conference run and now coming into this NCAA tournament?
Jermichael?
It prepared us very well. I know they're going to be tough teams out there to play, but we ready for them.
Jordan, the toughness of your non-conference schedule?
I think it helped a lot, you know, coming into the tournament, coming into our conference tournament. It wasn't anybody that we were really, really shaken by. We felt confident against everybody. And it wasn't really who we were playing. It was just the confidence that we had in ourselves based off of who we played and the progress we made. So I feel real confident coming in.
Jordan, obviously it's exciting to be here, but you look at last year's team and winning the regular season and the SWAC and then not being able to sort of – take advantage, have the full squad there for the SWAC tournament. How good does it feel this year of being able to win both the regular season and the tournament?
It feels real good, you know, because last year we got the championship and we lost by 3, but at the same time we had guys banged up on the court, we had guys that didn't play. So winning this year it was really for those guys. From last year, you know, after we won, I called a lot of those guys. They called me on the phone just saying how proud they were of me. So, really, it's more than just the team that we're playing for. It's this team was last year as well.
And then, Jermichael, just to add to that, sort of the target on your back coming into the season with the expectations and then being able to come through.
Yeah, we know we had a target on our back from the beginning of the season, well, since last year, you know. And we just know we had to come out of every game and knowing we got a target on our back and don't take nobody for granted.
Chris, your question for our student athletes on Zoom.
Yes, it's kind of 2 questions. One for Jermichael. Jermichael, being from Shreveport, being from North Louisiana, being able to represent Grambling in the NCAA tournament, what is this week and what does this game mean to you?
It means a lot. But I know the city, they behind us no matter what we do. So it's going to be a great feeling.
Chris, your other question?
Yeah, Dante, you know, you worked so hard for so many years to get to this point. How emotional was it after winning the SWAC championship?
Jordan, you mean?
Dante Jackson, Coach Jackson.
He's not up here yet.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, well, I'll ask for anyone up there.
Jordan, go for it. It was just about the feeling of the excitement. I think you've sort of covered that, but
yeah, it was a whole lot of excitement. You know, it was a lot of emotions going on in that game, especially from the beginning. You know, because it was a real back and forth game. But once we started to pull away, we just knew that was a great team on the other end. So we just kept going, and once confetti came down, it was a whole lot of emotions going on. Understanding that was the first time in Grambling history, so we just got to keep going.
Let's go to the back row there.
Katie Gonzalez, University of Dayton. For both of you, obviously, you know, making history, being here the first time in Grambling history to make the NCAA tournament. Have you taken a moment to kind of let that set in and what that means?
Jordan?
I've been trying to take a moment to let it set in, but it still hasn't kicked in yet. But I feel like once we get on the court and step on the court, I feel like it'll kick in.
Jermichael.
I'm still in the moment. You know, it's a real great feeling. Like, you know, it ain't never been done in ground. So to be the first to do that, it really feels good.
Let's go to the third row.
Patrick Sobleski, University of Dayton. What does it mean to you to be able to represent HBCUs on a big stage like this?
Jermichael?
It means a lot, you know. Just being here, really, being here feels great. And, you know, being the first to do this is really a great feeling. And just in a moment.
Jordan?
It's a real good feeling, you know. Especially with the situation that we're in, being the first basketball team in our program to be here, so that just gives us even more of a reason to go harder and show everybody what we have to prove.
Second row on the end,
Marcus Hartman, Dayton Daily News. For both of you guys, why did you want to play for Coach Jackson?
Jordan,
Coach Jackson. Since the day I met him, he was just a real stand-up guy. I knew from the day I met him that it was all love, you know. He told me coming in when I transferred here, like, you're a great player, but at the same time, you have to work for everything you have. And also, he's always been there for me with everything I've been through. So,
Jermichael, on coach.
He came to my high school games, you know, built a relationship with me, and made him like family, and came to the games and everything, and it's close to home.
Chris, another question on Zoom?
Yes. Hey, Jordan, obviously, or anyone up there, have you guys had a chance to look at Montana State? And if so, what really stands out about the Grizzlies?
Jordan?
Yeah, we watched a couple games on them, and we seen, like, it's a lot of shooters on that team. So, you know, they play a lot of a high-paced game. So we just have to play defense, get them – stop the ball, get them running at half-court pace, and I feel like if we get them going at a half-court pace, then that's more of our game because our game is stopping them and getting in transition in our own offense.
Jermichael, preparing for Montana State.
Yeah, I watched a couple games. No, they like to shoot a lot, but it's going to come down to who really wants it and who's going to get the most stops.
Jermichael, you were named MVP of the SWAC tournament. Talk a little bit about that experience, but more importantly, what happened in that semifinal game when you really sort of caught fire and the feeling of having a game to where it seems like everything's going in?
At that time, I know it was just I just felt like we needed a push, and I feel like, you know, I had to do that to get my team, you know, happy and ready to just take over.
Jordan, and sort of following up on that question to Jermichael, talk about your balance, because it seems like where he's the guy scoring the basketball against Bethune-Cookman in the championship game. You were scoring the basketball. It seems like you got a lot of different guys that can put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with this team, like coming into any game with the type of guys we have, you honestly really never know who's going to be the leading scorer. So it was just that moment where that day the shots were falling for me. So, you know, I just had to be more aggressive. And like you said, the shots falling for T-Mike, that's the shoe, so I'm going to give him the ball. It was just that game.
From last year's championship team in the regular season to then this year's championship team in the regular season of the tournament, what's sort of the difference from a year ago?
I feel like, well, last year, like, we had older guys, so everybody kind of knew. Everybody kind of knew coming into the game what the game plan was, what was going on. Like, it was more of a mature thing. But this year, like, it was more young guys, so it was kind of a teacher moment at the beginning. But once we bought in, like, I felt like it was nearly the same thing. You know, everybody was just going hard for each other. Once everybody connected in on one belief, it was the same team, and we got the same result.
Other questions for our student athletes?